Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 8th day of Adar Sheni, Topshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. Person who says, Koinem Yain Sha'ani Toim Hayom. He makes a vow not to drink wine, and he says, today. Now, can apply to any drink, not just wine, any food. He's only forbidden in wine with the object of his neder, of his vow, until dark, till the stars come out. Why? Because what people say, what people mean by the word hayom is, as long as it's daytime. Shabbos, if he says, I ban having wine this week, Shabbos means a week, and he's, let's say it's Monday or it's Wednesday when he makes this vow, also b'chala Shabbos, he's forbidden to have wine until the end, until the whole week, all the days of the week, whatever's left. If he said it Wednesday, then it'll only be forbidden Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the Shabbos she'avra, and the day of Shabbos as well. Day of Shabbos, which is the end of the week, is considered part of this week, the week that just passed, and therefore he'd be forbidden having wine on Shabbos as well. The person says, I'm banning wine, I make a vow not to have wine this month. Also, b'chola chodesh is forbidden the whole month, whatever's left of it, from the day he made the vow, from that day until the end of the month. But v'rosh chodesh l'haba, rosh chodesh will be considered like the next month and is permitted to have wine. The Gemara explains that even if the month that he's making this vow in happens to be a mole, a full month, that means it has 30 days, and the 30th day of the month is always Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh will be, of course, the first day of the new month. So, really, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is really part of that month, is the 30th day of the month. Nevertheless, the Gemara says he's permitted to have wine on the 30th day, notwithstanding that it's still 30th day of that month that he made the vow in. And that's because people refer to the 30th day of the month as Rosh Chodesh. And since in the language of Loshen B'nei Odom, in the colloquial language, 30th day of the month is called Rosh Chodesh, therefore it together with the next day of Rosh Chodesh belongs to the next month in terms of the vow. And he's permitted to have wine even on the 30th day of the month. Shonazul, what happens if he says, I make a vow not to have wine this year, throughout this year? Also, b'chala shana, he's forbidden in the whole year, until the end of it. V'reish Hashanah, la'asid lavoi. And the Rosh Hashanah, the day of Rosh Hashanah, will be considered and counted with the next year. La'asid lavoi. Shavuazul, what happens if he says, I'm making a vow not to have any wine, and he's in the middle of one of the years of the Shemitah years, 30 or 40 of Shemitah, he says, I don't want to have it this whole Shemitah cycle till the end of the 7 years of the Shemitah. Well, also b'chol ha'shavua, he will be indeed forbidden to have wine during all the years of this sabbatical, of this Shemitah cycle. And all the years that are remaining till the Shemitah will be forbidden. But also Shviz, the year of the Shemitah itself, will be Sha'avra, the Shavuot Sha'avra, and the year of Shemitah will be counted with this Shemitah cycle that he is forbidden, and he will not be allowed to have wine in that as well. This is all if he said this week or this year or this day, etc. Bad v'imomer yom hachad. If he says, Koinem yain, I'm making a vow that the wine will be ossa to me like a korban for one day. He didn't say today, he said for one day. Or he said Shabbos Achas for 1 week, or Chodesh Achor, he said it for 1 month, or Shonachas or for 1 year, or Shavu Achor for one set of 7 years, the Shemitah cycle, Osur Miyom Liyom. Then he'll be forbidden from having wine until the next, from one day to the next. You measure it from the whole period. So, for example, if he said Yom Achad, he's forbidden from the moment that he made that vow until the same time next day. If he said 1 week, Shabbos Achas, then he'll be forbidden from the day of the week. Let's say he made it Thursday, on Thursday, he'd be forbidden until all the way through Shabbos till Wednesday night. If he made it in the middle of the day of the 15th day of the month, and he said Chodesh Achad, one Chodesh, 1 month, he'll be Osir in wine until Chatzos, until midday of the 15th day of the next month. If it's 29 days, If it's a small month, 30 days. If it's a full month. The Gemara explains that when he says Koinem Yain Sha'ani Tom Hayom, even though we learned in the Mishnah he's only Osir until dark, because he said Hayom, nevertheless the Gemara says that the Chachamim want him to go to a Chacham and get released from his vow. Why? Because they were concerned that people will confuse the circumstance where he said Yom Echad, one day, where he really has to wait a full 24 hours, to when he says Hayom, today, when he's only technically also till the evening. And because of that, what they said is, in all cases, wait until the same time the next day. That's in case he'll say Yom Echad and he'll get confused and he think, oh, I don't only have to worry about it till tonight. And Yom Echad is really the whole 24 hours. So they said even if he says Hayom, he should wait the 24 hours well. Mishnah base. Ada Pesach, person who says a vow, I ban having this food, like it's also to me like a korban, until Pesach. He's only forbidden until Pesach arrives. When Pesach arrives, he can have that food or that wine, whatever. Because the language of people is to say until, but not inclusive. The default position is when you say until something, you don't mean including. If he says till Pesach, it means not including Pesach. But if he says ad sheyehei, if he said I'm banning wine like a korban to me, it's also to me, I make a vow not to wine until Pesach will be yehei Pesach, then also ad sheyetze, then he's forbidden until the whole Pesach is over, because we say that when he says yehei, he means including. But what happens if he says ad lifnei Pesach, or some girsas, some texts have ad penei haPesach? He says, I'm making also like a korban anything that I will taste, or this particular product that I will not have it ad penei Pesach. What does that mean? How long is that vow in place? Rabbi Meir emer osur ad sheyagia. We says you only also until Pesach arrives. But when Pesach arrives, it's the same as ad haPesach. It's not inclusive. And until Pesach arrives, when Pesach arrives, he's off. The vow is off. Rabbi Yossi Omer Asar Ad Sheyetze. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's forbidden until Pesach is over. Even Pesach itself. It's the same as Ad Sheyet Pesach. What's the machalikas? What is the essence of the argument? The Gemara explains the essence of the argument is, would a person put himself in use a language that is ambiguous, that has a suffix? Rabbi Meir says, no. Rabbi Meir says a person wants to be clear in his language. If he said ad lifnei Pesach, he means only until Pesach, but not inclusive. What? Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says a person would put himself into a suffix. He would use an expression that was a suffix. And therefore, it's quite possible that he wanted the neder to apply to him even in a case of a suffix. And therefore, it would be osur until Pesach is over. Because maybe it means ad lifnei, until the last hour of the Pesach. Which means that when he says ad lifnei Pesach, could be what he meant was, is also throughout the whole Pesach, because every day of Pesach is still ahead of the next day Pesach. And even the last day of Pesach itself, in those last hours, the last hours above Pesach are still before the very last hour of Pesach. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, when a person says ad lifnei Pesach, he indeed could be entering a suffix. A person would put himself in a certain suffix, and then only be osur, and therefore he could be osur the whole Pesach. And that's how Rabbi Yossi paskins. Now, this sounds a little bit strange, because normally Rabbi Meir is the stricter one, and Rabbi Yossi and the Tan who argues is usually the more lenient one. Here in our mission, it seems the other way around. Rabbi Meir seems to be lenient. He says, also sheyagia. Person wouldn't put himself in a state of suffix, and he meant it a clarity. He would say something clear. It means only until, not inclusive. Well, that happens to be a lenient opinion. Well, the Gemara actually says in the conclusion, muchlefes hashita. The Gemara actually rules that, in fact, this Mishnah is not to be read the way we've got it in front of ours. But in fact, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says ad sheyagia until it arrives, which means he's the one who's lenient and says a person does not put himself in Zavik, and therefore he's only osir until Pesach, but not inclusive. Whereas Rav Meir is the one who says he's also ad sheyetze. Rav Meir says he's also the whole Pesach as well. The vow applies then as well. And this is inconsistent. This is being consistent with what Rav Meir normally is, the more strict opinion.